Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into a really fascinating new idea in AI ethics. It's called ternary moral logic, or TML.
That's right.
And, a lot of talk about AI ethics feels, well, theoretical, hard to actually put into practice.
Exactly. It often lacks teeth, doesn't it?
Yeah. So this TML framework, it seems designed to give AI, like, real ethical gears, something practical.
It tries to move beyond just talking about it, yeah, towards something enforceable.
Let's start with the creator, Lev Gokassian, an independent researcher. And the story behind TML is quite something. He developed it while facing a terminal cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, that context is crucial. It gives it this incredible weight.
He saw it as this urgent final contribution. He was worried about AI making split-second life and death choices without any reflection.
Sort of like, we need this now.
Right. And he open-sourced it, famously saying, "I don't have time for patents or profit." That's wow.
It really frames the whole project differently, doesn't it? It's
Yeah.
not about commercial advantage. It's about a humane future.
So how does that urgency translate into the tech? What's the core idea?
Okay, so the core innovation really challenges the standard binary logic in AI. The simple yes, no, act, don't act.
The on-off switch.
Exactly. TML introduces a third state, a kind of computational maybe, or hold on, they call it the sacred pause.
The sacred pause, I like that name.
Me too. And it's key to understand, it's not about the AI just freezing up. It's not indecision. It's designed as a moment for, let's say, ethical hesitation, a chance to reflect, analyze.
Or call for help, like bring a human in.
Precisely. That's often the most critical function. It shifts the
Right.
dynamic, really, from just command and execute to something more like a collaborative moral partnership.
That philosophical angle is strong. Gokassian apparently talked about life being nuanced, like dimmers, candles, dawn, not just on or off.
Yeah, escaping that binary trap.
So TML has three voices. There's plus one moral affirmation. That's the, yes, go ahead.
The voice of confidence, they call it.
The next one, moral resistance, the no. And here's why, and maybe try this instead.
The voice of moral resistance, yeah. Offering alternatives respectfully.
And the crucial one, zero, the sacred pause, the voice of wisdom.
That's the one. For pausing, thinking, asking questions, or escalating to a human.
It feels very balanced. It actually reminds me of older ideas, like Aristotle's golden mean, finding virtue between
Or
extremes.
the Buddha's middle way, perhaps.
Yeah, or even like Hegelian dialectics, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, finding that third way. It feels like TML is trying to bake that kind of wisdom into the AI's logic.
That's a great connection. It shows these ideas have deep roots. And what's clever is how they made this philosophical concept technically functional.
Okay, so how does it work? How does the AI know when to pause?
Right, so it's not random. The sacred pause gets triggered by something called a complexity score. This score comes from a function, evaluate moral complexity.
Okay.
And that function looks at things like, who's affected? What's the potential harm? Can the action be undone? Stuff like that.
So it assesses the moral weight of the decision.
Exactly. And here's the really neat part, technically speaking.
Right.
The sacred pause triggers asynchronous logging,
Asynchronous, meaning.
meaning the AI doesn't necessarily have to wait in time-critical situations, like an autonomous car needing to react instantly.
It can still act.
Yes, it can act while in parallel it starts generating this detailed log, a moral trace or justification object.
Ah, I see. So you get the action, but you also get the record of the ethical calculation created right then. No dangerous delay.
Precisely. Instant action, instant audible justification being logged. It makes it practical for the real world.
And these logs, they're a serious business.
Oh, absolutely. They're designed from the ground up to be essentially court admissible evidence. Think immutable, tamper proof, cryptographically secured, like a digital fingerprint on the AI's reasoning.
Wow.
And there's another layer of accountability. Gokassian actually cryptographically embedded his own name and academic ID, his ORCID, into legitimate TML implementations.
Seriously, his name is in the code.
Sort of cryptographically tied to it, yeah. It's a way to ensure provenance and make it really hard for someone to misuse the TML name without adhering to the principles. A very personal stake.
Okay, this is where it gets kind of wild for me. The legal framework attached to TML, it sounds revolutionary.
It is audacious, no question.
Talk about the burden of proof. If that sacred pause log is missing or incomplete for a big decision,
It creates what they call an irrebuttable presumption of maximum fault.
irrebuttable, meaning the company can't argue against it.
Basically, yes. If the log isn't there for a high-stakes event, the law assumes the worst. The company is presumed maximally at fault, and the burden shifts entirely to them to prove they did everything right. It flips the usual legal standard.
That's huge. And the penalties?
Astronomical. We're talking proposed fines of 10% of global annual revenue, or 2% of market cap, whichever is greater, per incident.
Per incident? That could bankrupt companies.
It's designed to be an incredibly strong deterrent, but it doesn't stop there.
There's more.
Personal liability for executives. A portion of the company's insurance coverage is personally guaranteed by them. Their own money is on the line.
Okay, that definitely gets attention in the C-suite.
You'd think so. Plus, massive incentives for whistleblowers. Quitam rewards, potentially netting them 15-30% of those enormous fines.
So potentially billions for reporting non-compliance.
Exactly. With strong anti-retaliation protections built in, too, it's a whole system designed to enforce compliance.
This really reframes AI safety, doesn't it? From just trying to make AI explainable.
Right. The shift from explainable AI, XAI, to what you could call auditable AI, AAI, TML focuses less on making the AI's reasoning understandable to just anyone, and more on making it legally auditable and admissible for regulators, for courts. Evidence.
Which fits with regulations like the EU AI Act demanding logs for high-risk systems.
Perfectly. It provides a mechanism to actually demonstrate the required due diligence.
So wrapping this up for everyone listening, TML isn't just code, it's this whole socio-legal package deal.
It's incredibly ambitious.
It embeds ethics, deliberation, and crucially, very real liability right into the AI system's operation. And Gocassian added these symbols, right? The lantern, the signature, the license.
Yeah, the Gocassian promise. The lantern for the ethical guidance capability, the signature for that embedded accountability, and the license restricting bad uses.
With the mantra, break the promise, lose the lantern, misuse it, and you forfeit its ethical standing.
It's a powerful statement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the project itself was co-created with an AI model.
Right.
Which makes you think.
How so?
Well, it pushes us to ask, what do we really mean when we say we want trustworthy AI? Is it just about speed and getting the job done?
Oh.
Or is trustworthiness about seeing a clear, thoughtful, auditable process? Especially when the stakes are high, when morality is involved.
That's the question, isn't it? What kind of partnership do we want with these incredibly powerful tools we're building?
Something to definitely mull over. What standard are we willing to accept?